This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Hundreds of Coloradans gathered on the steps of the state capitol yesterday, soon after the presidential election was called. CPR's Nathaniel Miner was there.
Honking car horns and cheers filled the air. Meg Fitzgerald was wearing heart-shaped sunglasses. She's a Biden supporter who lives near the capitol.
And every time there's something, anything, I always like to come down, but today it felt really important. This is the first time I've felt relief in years.
Supporters of President Donald Trump arrived at the Capitol around midday. State Patrol officers separated the two groups. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Hospitalizations for the coronavirus continue to go up in Colorado and are at their highest rates since last spring. The seven-day positivity rate statewide is about twice as high as public health leaders say is reasonable to keep public life open. Adams County in the Denver suburbs started a curfew last night to try to slow the spread. Denver's curfew goes into effect tonight, and tomorrow Mesa and Jefferson counties will both add more restrictions. Grand Junction will not hold its annual tree lighting ceremony and parade of lights this year. Instead, the Western Slope City will close down a section of Main Street every night for the first half of December. New COVID-19 restrictions in Mesa County have limited public gatherings as the county tries to get a hold of new infections. This is CPR News and KRCC.